Welcome to our viewers around the world. I'm Carl Azus for CNN Student News. Millions have access to this show, but 3 billion people worldwide will be watching the 22nd Winter Olympics. They start tomorrow in Sochi, Russia. Is the city ready? Journalists have been arriving from all over. Some have found that their accommodations, hotel rooms aren't ready. As of yesterday, construction was still going on in Olympic Park. Russian officials say everything will be set on February 7th. Here's something in place. The Olympic torch. It traveled almost 25,000 miles from the bottom of the world's deepest lake to the International Space Station before arriving in Sochi Wednesday night. It's more than 6,000 miles from the American heartland to Sochi, Russia. But that doesn't mean we can't give you a tour of the Olympic city.
It's lucky there's a giant Olympic rings to greet you as you walk out of the door at Sochi Airport. If it wasn't for the athletes, you'd be forgiven for thinking you've landed in the wrong place.
Sochi isn't your normal Winter Olympic venue. The sun is blazing down. There's beautiful wide boulevards. You can see why it's known as the Russian Riviera. Just have a look at this beach. Ski jackets and snow boots are left firmly in the suitcase down here at the Coastal Cluster, which will play host to the figure skating, the hockey and the curling. It's bright sunshine all the way for the next few days. But look at this. We have snow and lots of it, 40 kilometers inland and up in the mountains. That really is the beauty of this place. Temperatures here this week are well below zero.
Athletes are arriving day by day and getting in the last minute practice and preparations. The downhill course has been described as tricky, whilst changes have been made to the snowboard slope style course after Norwegian medal contender Torstein Hogmo crashed and broke his collarbone. President Putin didn't need his visit this weekend to convince him of Sochi. The area has long been a favorite skiing haunt of his, but now it's over to the athletes for the real verdict.
Yesterday, about a million U.S. homes and businesses were without power, and more than a third of the country's population, from the Midwest to the Northeast, is hunkering down in cold, snow, ice, or all three. It's easier to show you what some of that looks like, with snow piling higher in places like Kansas City, Missouri, as the storm froze its way east. But you can't really see the cold. Not like folks in Helena, Montana are feeling it, in high temperatures of 3 degrees below zero. This weather's also having an economic impact.
Out of business because of a broken water pipe.
Found water just all over the place. And
it is hard to imagine anyone more upset about this winter than the owner of Rosal's Italian Cucina in Chicago's Little Italy.
He was literally crying. When I spoke to him on the phone, he was literally crying.
The harsh, unrelenting snow and freezing temperatures have forced cities across the country to shell out thousands in overtime pay to plow streets. And now many areas are running low on road salt, forcing crews to cut back or pay three times the regular price for the other white stuff, now in short supply.
Prices have skyrocketed because of the lack of supply.
Several industries are feeling the effects of this winter. Airlines have lost an estimated $250 million, according to analysts. Poor auto sales in the Midwest, South, and East are being blamed on the weather, along with some lower retail sales.